Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Amen, amen. Giving all praises to the Holy Father, which is in heaven, and to his darling son, Jesus, who died out on Mount Calvary so that we all may have a right to the tree of life. And to the blessed Holy Spirit, which abides in us and comforts us and teaches us in all manners spiritually. Amen. Truly, it is a blessing, amen, to be able to be amongst the living. And for that, I just want to say thank you, Lord, for watching over me last night while I slumber, amen, and waking me up this morning so that I can behold this beautiful day that you have made, and keeping me in my sound mind. For that, I give you praise, because truly you are worthy. For the scripture says that you are a great God, and I come to believe it myself that you are awesome, amen. Like the people of old would say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I can truly say God is blessing me. How many of you can say God is blessing you this morning? If you can say God is blessing you, you ought to say amen. You ought to give God some praise and just say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Because I know there are many of us that can look back over our lives, and we realize that if it was not for God, amen, amen, amen. Some of us wouldn't even much be here today. Like that song say, I should have been one of the ones that are dead and gone, but I can say thank God that he blessed and spared me to live up until this moment. For that, I just can't stop praising him enough. I just can't stop magnifying him, because God is a good God. God is a great God. God is an awesome God. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, as we all know, tomorrow we will be celebrating Mother's Day. Amen. I say on tomorrow we will be celebrating Mother's Day, recognizing all the mothers of the world, those that even the ones that have gone on to glory. Amen. You know, there are a lot of things that I can remember about my mom. Amen. And some of the things that I can remember about my mother, that she taught me about logic by asking me if everyone else jumped off of Mississippi. See, I'm from Baton Rouge now. If everyone else jumped off the Mississippi River Bridge, would you do it too? Hey, man. And then she also taught me about medicine by telling me if I keep crossing my eyes, so they going to end up staying like that. She told me that if I don't eat my vegetables, I won't grow up to be healthy and strong. She taught me about genetics by saying, you are just like your father. She taught me about my roots by asking me, do you think you was born in a barn? Amen. She taught me about wisdom and age by telling me, when you get to be my age, then you understand. And that is a true fact, because now I understand a lot more things than I used to understand when I was a young kid. And when it comes to anticipation, she said, just wait until we get home. Then I knew I had did something wrong. Amen. You see, my mama had that look that she could give me that would change my whole attitude and outlook on life. And one of my all-time favorite was, just wait till you have kids. I hope they be just like you. You see, my brothers and sisters, I didn't always used to be a preacher. Amen. I ran them streets. I did this and I did that. And when I was young, I was wild. Oh, yes. I could tell you some stories about the things that I've done when I was young. And my mama, she like, sooner or later, one day. But I thank God that my children didn't turn out to be like me. Praise the Lord. Have mercy. Glory. I can praise him right now. Amen. Now, I want to share with you a little something that I read. It's come from the 2004 October issue of Psychological Science. And this in this particular issues, they did a study on children as they interacted with their mothers. Amen. And they observed children that interact with their mothers in a healthy way, and they develop a healthier conscience. Amen. You see, because I strongly believe that the woman of the household is the nurturer of the household. Amen. And in this particular order, they said that toddlers were encouraged to imitate their mothers, especially if the mother is nurturing the child in a healthy way. Amen. In this experiment, the researchers graded the children based upon their readiness to imitate what they observed. Now, we all know that when we at that young age, that is that we call that impressionable age, and what we observe is what we want to do. What we observe is what we want to become. So, you know, that's why the Bible teaches us to train up a child in the way of the Lord so when they grow old that he will not stray, meaning that we should be teaching our children good boundaries. We should be teaching our children good principles. We should be teaching our children how to become a productive member of society. But most importantly, we should be teaching our children to serve God and acknowledge the Lord in all of their ways. Amen. Now, as I said, in this experiment, the researchers graded the children based upon their readiness to imitate what they observed. And when they evaluated those same children that they observed in imitating their mother and being nurtured in a healthy way, they took those same group of children and they offered them prizes. They offered them prizes to cheat in games. And they offered them prizes to break something that was of value to them. Now, when they did this particular study with those same children that were brought up in a healthy way, they discovered that those children that were nurtured and cared for in a healthy manner felt guilty when they did something wrong. Amen? They felt guilty. You know, like I remember when I was in the world and I was a little young lad, they had a song out that said, "Let your conscience be your guide." You see, and when we let our conscience be our guide, our conscience will let us know when we are in error. Because when we are in error, a guilty feeling becomes all over us, and we know we done did something wrong. And that's how the Word of God works. See, the Word, when you study the Word of God and you learn about the will of God and you learn what to do that is pleasing in the eyesight of the Lord, and you know better, like they say, when you know better, you are expected to do better, and you know better, and you do something wrong, then you become convicted in the spirit. Amen. Because you have learned right from wrong. And when we really sit down and think about it, all of this comes from our relationship with our mother. Amen. Our mother was the best teacher that we could have ever had in life. Can I get an amen on that? Because I remember my mama used to always tell me, "Robert, you need to pray. Robert, go to church." And she would also say, "Robert," because I was bad, I was terrible. She would also say, "Robert, if you don't do nothing else in life, at least graduate from high school." Well, I did graduate from high school, went on and did a little college too, but the thing about it is, I ran out there in those streets. And when those streets became complicated, when I started having problems and I was falling down on hard times, I could always remember what Mother used to say. See, there's mom has some power. You might not understand what I'm talking about right now, but mom has some power. Even though my mother is dead and gone, I still remember the teachings that she taught me when I was a child. And now that I have gotten older, now that I have matured in life, I can understand what mama was trying to tell me way back then. See, back then, I took those things for granted. Amen. But I'm grateful today that mama took the time to teach me what she taught me. You see, one person commented on this 2004 issue of Psychological Science by saying, God has placed our conscience within us to monitor our behavior. Our conscience is like a thermostat, but mother help us to define the settings of the thermostat. Amen. Because mother helped us develop our conscience so that we will be able to determine right from wrong. I tell you, mom. So I just want to say happy Mother's Day, mom. Amen. Praise God. You see, I reflect back on Psalms 22. And the psalm in Psalms 22, the psalmist is telling us how critical his mother influence was for him. You see, because he talks about how life had become almost unbearable for him. In fact, he has been rejected and people had mocked him. In fact, the psalmist seen and experienced how unfair life can be. It's not necessarily saying that life is fair. It's how unfair the people in life can be. Amen? And ultimately, he come to believe because of all that he was going through that God wasn't near anymore, that maybe God had even much left him. Amen? Right now, the psalmist in this particular psalms, I want you all to read Psalms 22, 1 through 24. That's Psalms 22, 1 through 24. He feels, right in this Psalms at the beginning, he feels with despair and hopelessness that his world is falling apart. Any of you been there? Any of you felt like the bottom keep falling out? But in the midst of his misery, you'll find that in the midst of his misery, the psalmist remembers the lesson he learned from his mother. Now, this sounds like my life story, because when I came to myself and had a moment of clarity, I remember how my mama raised me to look to God. I remember how my mother raised me to depend upon the Lord. I start remembering how my mother raised me to lean on the Lord. My mother raised me to look to the hills. My mother raised me to count it all joy. My mother raised me to trust in the Lord. My mother raised me to call upon the name of the Lord. And I can honestly tell you today that my mother told me that my help comes from the Lord. He is my strong tower. He is my fortress. For my mother told me that He is my strength. I'm talking about God, that is. He's my strength in my hour of weakness. My mother told me I can always count on the Lord because he said in his word that he will never leave me, nor will he forsake me. And I truly come to believe that God is not a man that will lie to you. What he said is true. And he's waiting to perform the promises of his word in your life. Now, before I leave you, I just want to share with you a little quick story. Next week, I have to share that quick story with you. Amen. But I just want to tell all the mothers, happy Mother's Day. And don't forget what your mama taught you. Amen. Amen.